This Sunday's Philadelphia Orchestra concert broadcast features several works of a celebrated Russian composer, conductor, and pianist who had a close relationship with the ensemble. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the concert will be led by someone with connections of his own to the music and the man.
In 1918, Rachmaninoff left his homeland, where his music fell out of favor and was banned for some years. In the U.S., he performed and recorded with the Philadelphia Orchestra under music directors Stokowski, then Ormandy.
It was from the very first time that I arrived in Philadelphia that I felt the presence of the spirit of this composer here, and it's still in the sound of the orchestra.
Russian conductor Vladimir Yurovsky also feels a personal connection to Rachmaninoff through the work of his grandfather, a composer also named Vladimir Yurovsky.
He was someone who, during his entire youth, was deprived of hearing Rachmaninoff's music. He was born in 1915. He studied at the conservatory during the early 1930s. And it was not until after the war that he heard Rachmaninoff's music performed live. And it was such a life-changing experience for him that he decided to take some of the then lesser-known songs by Rachmaninoff and arrange them for the orchestra.
This Sunday on WRTI, Yurovsky leads the Philadelphia Orchestra in a concert featuring one of Rachmaninoff's most well-known works for voice and orchestra, The Bells. The four-movement choral symphony is based on the poem of the same name by Edgar Allan Poe. The all-Rachmaninoff concert broadcast begins Sunday at 1 on WRTI.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.